are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And this morning, talking with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. A little bit of moisture this week, but hey, that keeps things green and growing.
Wow, that was a gully washer last night.
It woke me up. All of a sudden, I hear all this pouring rain, and I went, oh, well, I guess we did get some.
Yeah, according to our little weather station, it got 8,200. In about 20 minutes. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really coming down, really coming down hard.
It really was. We got about 35 hundredths here out back of the station. So.
Really?
But, and then you go over to the airport and they got like 7 hundredths.
Isn't
so
that crazy?
It really was kind of concentrated in certain spots.
Right over my house, maybe.
That's right. Must be. Oh, goodness. But always busy in Fort Pierre. You've got something coming up next Wednesday, the Rural Road Trip Meeting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's really interesting. SDSU Extension has been working in a program they call Community Vitality. And they are just working hard to put the little rural areas on the map. And so they have targeted Highway 14, which was, you know, one of the original routes in when the United States started naming their highways. Ah. That was one of the originals. And so they have identified communities along Highway 14, Brookings and Ismet and Huron and Miller, Highmore, Pierre, Fort Pierre, Philip, Wall, Sturgis, and they would like to have a community meeting in all of those areas and talk about agritourism. And so they are encouraging people who are involved in agritourism, local business owners, representatives of parks, historic buildings, community events, any of those people who are interested in promoting our communities in tourism are invited to attend. And so in Fort Pierre, that meeting has been scheduled for 6:30 at the Chateau on Wednesday, May 17th. And so if you're interested, I think we need to register right away because if we don't get 15 people registered, they will cancel it. But if you have any questions, feel free to call me, 223-8, what's my number? I'll give you my cell number because I use that more often, 222-5530. And give us a call and we'll provide information. There are also some posters up around town.
Okay.
But I think it'll be a great meeting.
Yeah, what a great opportunity to get some of that info out. So that is awesome. Also coming up, we're not too far away, the Indian Relay is kicking off their season.
Oh, my goodness, yes. That will be on next weekend, not this coming weekend, but next weekend on Saturday and Sunday. The events start at 2. Fairgrounds open at, the gates open at noon, so you can get in and check out the vendors because there are always great vendors at those events. And it's very easy to buy tickets online. And you can buy tickets for both events, Saturday and Sunday, or you can buy tickets for just one event. And so they're $20 for Saturday, $25 for Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun time again.
Oh, it's always fun. It's so exciting and looking forward to a great crowd and lots of exciting races.
Yeah, it's so, you know, the championships last year went so well, they decided, hey, we're going to come back. So that's great.
That's right. That's right. And they like Fort Pierre because of its central location and also they like the fairgrounds and the way that they are taken care of here. And so we're just going to welcome them all back.
Most definitely. So, yeah, get your tickets online or show up and enjoy all the races.
You can always buy at the gate, right.
And you've still got some positions you're looking to fill, both full-time and for the summer, I hear.
We do. And we could still use a pool manager. We could still use a few more people in parks. And those people spend a lot of time on mowers and behind trimmers as the grass starts growing. I noticed that they were out yesterday, and already the grass needs to be mowed.
That's right.
And then we thought we had filled our streets maintenance position, but the individual had pulled out because of health issues, and so that job is reopened, and we are still trying to fill the assistant public works position, which is a unique job. It's kind of a half indoor, half outdoor job, but some people really like that variety.
And, right.
And so it takes some special skills for that job, but there are people out there who have those special skills, and mainly it's public relations. And if you like working with the public, the other things are easy to learn. So it's detailed, but it's not difficult.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody's interested, how do they reach out and get their name in?
Well, there are applications on online on the city website, or you can just stop in and pick up an application. Or if you want information, just call the city office.
Fantastic. And we also want to remind folks about the traffic. You just kind of need to plan for things a little
bit
more.
That's true.
Now.
I really have to commend the Department of Transportation. They told us they would be monitoring and tweaking the timing of the lights, and they have. They have greatly reduced the stack up that was happening on Highway 14 West. And with just timing of the lights. And so really happy that they are watching and taking the best care they can of that traffic. But allow yourself a little more time and be alert, because lane changes are happening. Something that was open yesterday may not be open today.
Right.
If the left was open one day, the right might be open the next day. So just be alert and be courteous and allow people who see that at the last minute to pull in, and so that we don't have the traffic pileups.
Yeah, we want to make sure everybody gets through safely. And like
right.
I said, things are going to be changing throughout the spring and summer here.
They
so
are.
Just
they
be prepared
are.
For that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's exactly right. And I guess the other thing I would just have to say is for anyone who is lucky enough to have a mother, wish them a happy Mother's Day and treasure them. And cherish them, and let you know how much you appreciate them.
Absolutely. Happy Mother's Day to you early.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
All right, thanks for stopping in, Mayor. Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning for our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by Lee Real Estate.